This is the Monty Audio Series. The following story was recorded live at Science Online on January 20, 2012.
I just want to kind of start. I'm kind of curious, actually. How many Dave or Davids are there in the audience? Yeah. All right. Man, we should have had a session just for ourselves. Yeah. I'm also kind of curious, how many Dave Ings are there in the audience? No? Really? I'm the only one? Okay. That's kind of surprising because, I mean, truth be told, I am like fucking everywhere. Like, there are so many Dave Ings around. Anyway, just to give you a bit of background, I'm a molecular geneticist by training. I have a genetics lab. These days, however, I do a lot of science education projects, so I probably best self-identify as a teacher. What I am not, however, is a writer. And this I know to be true because the universe itself has declared it so. And the universe does this by just sort of sending out signs to me all the time. And, you know, an example of this is my first and only experience with a literary agent who signed me up and then 8 days later dropped me because they had another client that was just taking up all of their time. And, that client was Dr. Phil. So if you didn't have a reason already to hate Dr. Phil, here's another one. Dr. Phil probably destroyed whatever illustrious career I might have had as a writer. But today I wanted to tell a story about another sign that was sent my way that just demonstrated that I shouldn't be a writer. And this was actually the first time I had ever published a piece for general readership. And for me, this was about 10 years ago, and it was in a small Canadian magazine. It was about this trip I took to Lagos, Nigeria, where I did this genetics workshop. And I mean, it was a big deal. I was very, very excited, right? I had grown up in the land of science, culture, peer-reviewed journals, but here was a piece that was coming out in a magazine. The editor told me my name would be on the cover. That was a bonus. And so I was very excited, and I actually wanted to go to the newsstand. I wanted to physically go to the newsstand, go find the magazine, and actually kind of stand next to it and bask in its glory. Maybe even see my name in that tiny font and just feel kind of proud of myself because, you know, it was a big deal to me. So anyway, because it was sort of a small Canadian magazine, it wasn't easy to find in the newsstand. And as I was searching, I actually came across this other magazine, right? And this other magazine also had my name on it, right? And in bigger font and in a more pronounced area. And truth be told, it was a cooler magazine, right? And it was the magazine I was quite aware of, and I was kind of thinking to myself, I didn't submit to this magazine. Or did I submit to this magazine? I was like all kind of confused. And as you can imagine, it was a real downer because I was so excited about seeing my name in this other magazine. And here I am, like right in my face, another David Ng had beat me to it in bigger font, right? In a fancier magazine. And so it was just a big letdown, right? And one of the things it also did, I just started thinking about my name a little bit more, right? Because up to that point, I didn't really think about my name that much. I mean, my last name is Ng, so there's a few things I need to think about, you know, when I name my children, right? I can't call my son Bob or Jack, right? Jack, that wouldn't be good, right? So, you know, but apart from that, I didn't think about my name. But here it was as if somebody had cloned me, right? And not only that, had cloned a better version of me that could write better, that deserved better font and all of this stuff. And so I was very interested in my name all of a sudden. So naturally, I checked the phone book, right? So I live in Vancouver, and so Vancouver has a large Chinese community. And so I actually checked out how many Dave or David Ings are there in Vancouver. So in Vancouver alone, there are over 20. There are over 20 of us, right? And I mean, that's quite a lot. And it's actually a statistic I have full confidence in because in my lifetime in Vancouver, not once, but twice, I've actually randomly pulled into a parking spot that had a sign that said reserved for Dr. Ng, right? And so I pull, and you know, I guess it's a perk, right, for having a very common name, because I'm like there, and I'm like, oh, all right, that kind of works. Okay. But you know, it's a bit of a hit to the vanity, right? Because it's like, wow, there's so many of us around. So of course, the next step is actually to Google myself. So who here Googles themselves? Yes, come on, yeah, what? Yeah, there you go. Yes, yes. So I did this, well, 10 years ago when I did this. You know, Google will tell you how fast it does it. I don't know why it tells you how fast, but in half a second, it pulled over 2 million hits related to David Ng, right? So that's a hit to my vanity right there. And in the top 10, of which I was not part of, there were two other writers, not me. One of them was actually this other David Ng with the bigger font, right? There was one academic who was an economist, right? There was one really cryptic and mysterious reference to William Hung of American Idol fame, which I could not figure out what that was all about. There's actually a movie star in Hong Kong named David Ng. And there was actually somebody based in Vancouver who makes their living making animatronic human heads, right? And I'm like, oh, fuck. How can I compete with somebody that makes animatronic human heads, right? Jeez. And of course, the geneticist as I am, I decided to look a little bit deeper, right? Because I also happen to know that within genetic code, you can actually start looking for words, right? Because the genetic code can be translated to protein code, and many of you know that a big chunk of the alphabet is actually has single letter nomenclature that would work. So you can actually look for things like Santa, right, S-A-N-T-A, in the genetic code. You can look for Elvis, E-L-V-I-S. Maybe more importantly, just to solve the debate once and for all, you can actually look up Elvis lives and Elvis is dead. That's doable as well. And of course, you can look up David Ng, right? So David Ng, that's aspartic acid. That's alanine, valine, isoleucine, aspartic acid, glutamine, glyc. So I'm a geek. I know these things, right? So anyway, I look, you can use these tools, I look up my name in the language of life, and I only get one hit, right, which felt good, right, and it was a hit in Thermophilus aquaticus, a bacteria that digs really high heat, and so I felt pretty good. Okay, I am a little bit special, just one hit, but of course I decided to look for Dave Ng, D-A-V-E-N-G, and fuck, I was everywhere again. Like everywhere. This sequence was literally everywhere. It was in many types of bacteria. It was in murine sequences. It was in Drosophila, corn, you name it. And really up to the point where whenever you interact with any living thing, like you pet a cat or you shoo a fly or you wash your hands from bacteria or you eat your veggies, my name, I kid you not, is emblazoned somewhere in that genetic code. So I am freaking everywhere, right? Now, the other thing, however, and this leads to my last point, and it's kind of based on my offhand comment earlier, is that I am a geneticist. I am actually trained to do certain things. I also have very good connections where I work. So the prospect of cloning myself, right, in some ways, not, you know, ethics aside, is some way kind of doable. I mean, it's not easy to do. It's not like you're going to get a Groupon for it anytime soon. But it is something that is technically relatively easy to attempt, right? And I had all those connections, right? So maybe I could clone myself. But you know, at the end of the day, I kind of wonder, you know, does the world really need another David Ng, right? Another one to compete in this sort of multitude of David Ng's that are out there, right? And it's ironic as well, because to me, if you do that, there's actually good and bad things that can happen, right? And the good thing is that, you know, obviously, my own notoriety would go way up, right? You think my ranking would, I am that David Ng that did the cloning, right? But the bad thing is that there's a chance, and arguably a very good chance, that it would be the clone itself that gets top spot,